Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPJ number 95. That's Bais Panimi joint shir number 95 for both men and women. We're talking today, we're in the book Setting a Table for Two. And we started talking about in the previous shir to try never to think or disparage yourself, say negative things about yourself. There's a song, Bing Crosby, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. And basically you'll see if you follow that guideline over your life, you will start feeling that as a cardinal principle in your life, you will see amazing consequences by focusing on that, looking at what it's saying, what a beautiful day it is each day for a month. And you'll see a tremendous, powerful, change in yourself. In the Chai V'Salvavus, even the Talmud that, he looked how he saw a smelly carcass of a dog, and one focused on how white the teeth are of that dog. And if you start speaking and thinking poorly of yourself, no matter what your original motivation was for doing so, you want to self-correct, you want to become better, you'll start believing that bad press about yourself. And your self-respect will become severely damaged by that. And if you do that, it'll be very hard for you to entertain genuine feelings of respect first towards yourself, and then you won't feel that genuine feeling of respect towards your spouse either, or to anyone else either. Because once you convince yourself that you're not worthy of respect, they'll treat you accordingly. And once you're in this treadmill, it's very hard to get off. The world's disrespect and disdainful treatment of you, which you are partially responsible for, will reinforce your already low self-esteem and cause you to go even lower. Yours truly fell into this trap for many, many years when thinking that it's a mitzvah very often to bash yourself. But cheshbon ha-nefesh is not bashing yourself. And Tanya talks about it also. It has to be taken in a very, very measured way when you do this. It's called bitush, to be mevatish yourself. And there is a method of that in the Tanya when there is a timtum alev of a certain blockage of the heart. But it's very, very specific on the very, very unique, separate, distinct circumstances that you do so. And you use a mentor to teach you how to do that properly. Even in the Mesillas Yesharim, in Zahirus, when it talks about Yefashvesh b'maisav, Yemashvesh b'maisav, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and uprooting any wrongdoing that you may have and knocking yourself for it and kicking it out of your consciousness and your mashmish, even your mitzvahs, maybe it has some shaloi lishma in it and uprooting it. You have a right to do that, and that's called cheshbon ha-nefesh. It's even admirable to an extent. But you have to know how to do it. You need a Rebbe to show you how to go about doing it, because in the past, or with real true Gedolei Yisrael and the way they teach it, you could do it in a way that by doing that, you become uplifted subsequently. Your neshama rises. You say, like Rav Viktorsky also, that his father used to tell him when he did something that needed correction, it's pasnished. It's not worthy of you. So even when you're correcting a negative behavior, you're not bashing the essence of who you are. You just trying to clean that dust of that particular negative trait. And by doing that, you shine, but you shine. You're not knocking the you, the real you, your neshama. Because if you do that and you start knocking yourself, even if so-called the sheshmaim doing of that, when you already have lowest self-esteem, it'll cause you, like we just said, to plunge even lower. And when you do that, it will not create a good sviva, a good atmosphere, when trying to create a happy marriage. Famous Altaf Snabok, I forgot it was, that basically told the Chassan this when he looked very, very serious. It may have been a little time. It may have been close to his Chassan. And of course, it says, it's a time of tshuva, so he's making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. All this is fine and good. But he said, you're a Chassan. You have to be b'seva panim yafos. And then especially if you're going to see a kala, do it in a very safe upon him, yafis way, kind, friendly disposition. Even in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, famous Vart, because if you're Elul, I don't have to suffer. right? The Chavos Avavos says, Evloi Beliba, if he's sad about something, it's in his heart sometimes. He feels a little bit that way because he needs to correct something. But his joy is, and his disposition of joy is to the outside, expressing that. And that's the way you express yourself to your towards yourself too, in a real way, and towards everyone around you. Now it talks very much about not speaking poorly, of course, of yourself to your spouse. For example, when you come home from work or yeshiva or shul, embarrassing things that you suffered that day, indignities you suffered that day, be careful how you go about doing that. You know, sometimes you have no choice. Boss gave you a hard time. You want to explain why you're so pressured at work and something happened that was uncomfortable. I'm not saying you don't share. Of course you share if something's bothering you. And part of the bonding is that they talk to each other and support each other. That's fine, but not in a self-disparaging way. Shmar Pischei Picha, Micha, Perek, Zayin, Pasuk, Hey. Mishei Chefes Chei Kecha, Shmar Pischei Picha. From one who is with you, that is your spouse. Be careful. Guard the doorways of your mouth. Be careful. It's very enticing and harmful danger in a marriage to do this. And we don't think about it because we think, what's the big deal? It's insignificant. It's inconsequential. It may be small. It may be unimportant, but it isn't. It's the cumulative effect of the career of all your negative comments to yourself about yourself that you tell your husband, that you tell your wife, that snowballs and snowballs and snowballs till it becomes a big, big, enormous thing. So at first, that poor image you seem to be working so hard to create cannot compete with your spouse's good and even wonderful image of you. They love you, they're giving you chizik, and you're knocking yourself, but they're giving you chizik. And they're dutifully, sincerely, and even strongly saying, no, you're wrong, you have goodness, you're good, you're smart, you're competent, you're clever, you're talented, and don't talk about yourself this way. And they give you chizik, and you may feel better this way. This is also a twist. Yours truly is wondering if I ever did that with that motivation. And if I did, shame on me. But lemaisa, that's not a good approach. To bash yourself so your spouse should say, oh, not so bad, or you could do good and give chizik that way, is not a good habit. Because why? Because then you set yourself in motion a negative cycle. Every negative remark leaves an impression on your spouse. Below the level. Below the conscious level. Below conscious thought. Below conscious awareness. It's there. You're slowly corrupting your spouse's fundamental attitude towards you. You have a right and you're supposed to be vulnerable. That's a separate issue. You could be vulnerable. When you make mistakes, or you feel bad at something you did and you're ashamed of a wrongdoing that you want to correct, and it is something that your wife or husband should know, yes, you could share that. But not as a pattern of way of self-talk to yourself. In certain situations where you did something hurtful, or you fell into something and it bothers you and you feel talking about it with your spouse, she or she will give you support and you'll have some bonding and you'll connect that way, yes, then it's okay and even good. But not as a kviyistic thing. Not as a set cycle in life. Not as that this is our mode of talking all the time, bashing ourselves. Then it's greater than rala atzmai. Then it's not good. Because you know what you're doing also? It's a very unfair burden that you're placing on your husband or wife's shoulders. That you're expecting them always to be the source of strength for you. While they're absorbing all your self-doubt. What are they hearing from you? I'm nobody, I'm a nothing, I'm terrible, I'm a who knows what. They have that burden of hearing all this negativity about you that's coming from you. That's a burden. And what do they need to do? They have to muster their strength to, despite that, give you chizik. Now, they're supposed to, of course, and of course it's ideal, but it's draining. If you always bash yourself, for them to always try to uplift you, it's draining. And who's causing that? Yourself. So once in a while, if you're down, you have a hard day and you're down and out on yourself, what happens once in a while, that's what your spouse is there for. They'll pick you up. And that's a beautiful thing. But if you make this part of your routine, day-to-day life, every single time, then you're forcing your spouse to go downward from their high opinion of you through the course of your marriage. And like I said a couple of minutes ago, yes, you could share mishaps. You could share the nisyonos. You could share even things you made mistakes on. You could share, yes, I regret doing this. I regret this mistake I made. But you could do it in a way that is self-respectful. That's not disparaging. That does not become overwhelming to your spouse that's hearing it. So here's an example. I'm going to give two examples that this book says that gives this example. So here's an incorrect thing about work, right? The husband comes home, talks about how hard their work day is. My boss thinks I'm stupid. I don't think I'll ever figure out how to do this job. Husband says that. The wife says, that's not true. You told me last week he was very pleased with that report you wrote. And the husband responds, yeah, but that was just a stupid old summary of work someone else did. I can't produce anything new myself. So here you're just putting yourself down in a way that's negative, that has no tayelas. What's the correct way of saying this? A husband could share. Again, he does share. It's healthy and good once in a while. He has a hard day to share it with his wife. Yes. And the wife should be there for him. But he says it this way. I had a tough day at work. I feel like my boss wants something more from me than I'm giving. And the wife could respond. Maybe you should speak to one of your coworkers and see if there's something that you can do. And he responds, that's a good idea. I know I can do this job. I just need a little more time and guidance. And even if it's a little more serious than that, and it's really not a right fit, okay, so maybe let's evaluate. Maybe I have a different skill set that I could explore. And maybe over time, I could look for a different job that would suit that skill set. But it's all within the positive range. The other way around, let's talk about a wife. She comes in, I look fat, I look like a horse. And the husband has to say, no, you look great. And the wife says, no, what are you talking about? I weigh 20, 30 pounds more than when I got pregnant. And he's being nice. He's saying, well, it doesn't show. And she goes back, I couldn't fit into any outfit in the store. And I'm knocking herself. That is not correct. You're putting the burden now on your husband, even though he's going to be nice and support you, but constantly reiterating these things plants a seed in his mind. Instead, she may say, for example, you know, I'm trying to work on a new diet or this and that. Then he could be encouraging. Good. Hope you're successful. And then be matzliach and whatever. It doesn't have to be in that such a negative vein. So this is really a concept that when I saw it first, I found it fascinating because, you know, most books and advice that you hear and read about Shalom Bayis, this concept of not try to think negatively about yourself or speak disparagingly about yourself to your spouse is something that doesn't come first in mind when you give Shalom Bayis advice. Don't say something negative about your spouse. Yeah, we understand that. But don't say something negative about yourself. That is a little bit of a chiddush to some people. But it really shouldn't be. And again, you have to remember, there's a fine line between expressing vulnerability. It is healthy when you're not perfect and you have flaws and you make mistakes, normal human mistakes, to share it with one another and give each other chizik for those human mistakes so you could be mechazik each other. That is okay, right? Like we said, if someone really had a rough day at work and the boss wants something and they're giving him a hard time, you could say it and you could share it. You could share it. But that in and of itself, that statement is not negative. But when you start saying self-attacks all the time, that creates the burden. That's what we have to be careful about. Bracha v'atzlacha.